coming up.
We're really going for trust here.
Such a simple concept.
Do you prefer the E or the A?
Halfway to the bridge.
Oh, you always do this to me, Sam. One thing that I should have known about.
Two unique markets. They're quite different from each other.
How do you say that?
I shall tell them then.
I mean, I think you led us there a little bit.
Could you warm it up a bit?
Do you speak up or do you just let them get on with it?
Connect with the audience a bit more.
Shall I just muck it up here?
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello, welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. Here's my co-host, Samantha Boffin.
Hello, and here's my co-host, Mark Rice.
A little gravelly in the throat today, I have to say. This is the podcast for voice actors that reminds us that there isn't just one way to read a script, there are lots of different ways.
Absolutely, there are. So, Mark, I still have a stuffed animal from my childhood. Is that true or is that false?
Oh, I'm really hoping it's true. I mean, I've got one. I think most people have got one somewhere. Yeah, I'm going to say true, you have.
Oh, I feel terrible now. I haven't.
Oh, have you not?
I feel so unemotional now.
Oh dear. Okay. Well, on an unemotional point, I adore salty popcorn. True or false?
I think you do adore salty popcorn.
You're absolutely right. I was eating some earlier on. Oh, it hasn't done my throat
it's
any good whatsoever.
Very, very good salty popcorn. It's my favourite.
I love it. Mm. Well, let's welcome our special guest to the show, voice actor Richie Tavaki. Hello, Richie. How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys? This is great to be here.
Yeah,
great stuff.
We're good.
Sam, let's find out a bit more about Richie, shall we?
Yes. So Richie is an actor from San Francisco, California. He started in theatre when he was still a teenager, and then he decided to go into voiceover work, mainly because he was such a big fan of anime and video games. And from there, he found a real fascination with commercials and audio drama.
Richie's known for always being a little too early to work, events, meetings, everything, to the point that people jokingly ask him if he can be late for once. He also loves playing chess. Well, thank you for being on time, Richie. Welcome to the podcast. Do you have a fun fact for us?
Yes, I do. So my fun fact is the fact that while I'm super early to everything else, when it comes to just personal stuff like actually going to the gym, I'm actually late to that.
Oh,
Richie. Although I can't blame you for that.
Is that because you just don't want to force yourself to do it?
It's like, yeah, because like I get home and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm good. And they sit and I'm like, oh, wait, I got to do this. And they,
Well, as we look at the clock and it goes tick tock, tick tock, let's have a look at the first script of our show and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
This is a little script that I've brought along, and it, on the face of it, well, I say on the face of it, it is quite a straight script.
Yeah, Consumer Champions. I'm guessing that this is probably for the consumer then.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So B to C.
Yes.
So probably more friendly than if it was just playing in a board meeting.
Yeah, oh, but definitely, yes, absolutely. Yeah, okay. And it's part of either a long commercial or a short corporate. I think it's got quite a commercial vibe to it, personally.
Yeah.
You know, it depends what you guys make of it.
Okay. All right, well, I'll give it a go first, then Richie can have a go and we'll chat about it. Oh, all right. That's like, what do I make of it? Savvy is the UK's consumer champion. We're not here to make a profit. We're here to be a powerful force for good. We're here to protect people, challenge unfairness, and make everyday life simpler and safer. We're totally independent, and we don't accept freebies from anyone. We have no owners, shareholders, or government departments to answer to, so we work entirely for you, the consumer, and nobody else. We stand up for what's right, and we make change happen.
Lovely.
I thought this was pretty good, especially since its main target audience, aside from it being the consumer, is the fact that they're reinforcing from start to finish that we're here and we're on your side as the consumers.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, one extra little bit of information.
Oh, you always do this to me, Sam. One thing that I should have known about,
You didn't ask. You didn't ask. They're trying to attract a new audience, a different audience. Mm-hmm. So they have a heartland audience that already buys into them. And what they're trying to do is get a younger crowd of people to be involved with them.
Okay, I'm not sure that would have changed my read terribly much,
okay.
to be honest.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
Particularly.
Good. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I reckon the video is someone handing over money in a brown envelope and then dismissing that completely. That's what I had in my brain.
Is it really? Okay, so it's an animated video.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, quite colourful. Quite
okay, I wasn't thinking animated, so that might have changed it slightly. That might have yeah. lightened it slightly. Richie, yeah. do you want to have a go? Let's see what you make of it.
Sure thing. All right. Savvy is the UK's customer's champion. We're not here to make a profit. We're here to be a powerful force for good. We're here to protect people, challenge unfairness, and make everyday life simpler and safer. We're totally independent, and we don't accept freebies from anyone. We have no owners, shareholders, or government departments to answer to. So we work entirely for you, the consumer, and nobody else. We stand up for what's right, and we make change happen.
You've got a very light touch, Richie,
yeah,
I have to say.
Absolutely.
Very light, which is lovely. And also not what I was expecting. I thought you might go in more powerfully than that, but actually you kept it light all the way through. And that
yeah.
almost made me connect with you on a slightly different level. It made the trust certainly came through, I thought.
Yes, very trustworthy, very, yeah, very empathetic, actually. Mm,
yes.
This is pretty interesting because when I started reading more into it, I'm like, oh, we're really going for trust here. Mm. And I didn't realize how much reinforcement was going towards you have your back, consumer.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, how much they actually do or not, different matter entirely. But
exactly.
Nobody knows that, right?
Right.
No, absolutely. And I've very, very carefully changed the company.
Yes, the company name, I'm pretty sure that you had. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, so it's interesting that you two both went down the sort of trustworthy, friendly, quite on the side of corporate almost.
Mm. I mean, I think you led us there a little bit.
I'm not sure I did. In fact, the very point that I said in the middle was that it was trying to attract a younger crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, as was always the case, when I do it, you'll probably say, yeah, that was pretty straight, actually, Sam, anyway. So, but what they wanted, I think, was something that was light, absolutely light, as you did it, actually, Richie. But I think it had a little more pep and bite to it
okay.
than either of you gave it.
Right, okay. It doesn't scream young off the page,
no,
Richie,
it doesn't.
Really, does it?
Absolutely, it doesn't.
Agreed.
Freebies is a
yes.
youngish word.
But I probably would have written it slightly differently if I was really going for a younger
word. Well, I shall tell them then.
Yeah, do, please.
No, I suppose what they were wanting to do was not put off the Heartland audience,
yep.
but to make it feel a little bit more, I don't know, lighter.
Do you ever get that, Richie, in a session where you think, hang on a minute, this could have been written very differently? Do you speak up or do you just let them get on with it?
If they ask me, I will say something. If not, then I'll either send it in or I'll just send it to them with the correction that I think works at the time.
Oh, okay. So you might give them an alternative.
Yes.
Mm. Do you ever speak up then, Mark?
I have done. Okay. If it's a producer I know well.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Same.
Okay. I have to say, generally not if the client is on the call, but if the producer is on the call, I'll say it.
Okay.
Does that
yeah,
make sense?
No, fair enough. Yes, absolutely.
If the client's there, I just go, yeah, whatever.
If
you're
you know
paying
someone
for it,
well,
that's fine.
That's
yeah.
true, yeah.
yeah.
If you know them well and you've done other stuff for them
yes.
in the past and it's
oh,
all quite jokey,
oh, God,
then
if it's a
maybe.
First-timer, no thanks. No,
but
I'll just
yes.
do it the way that you tell me to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
And also, the chances are high. They've gone through a lot of hoops to get the script they've got.
Yeah,
so,
this is true.
You've got to kind
this
of make the most of it.
Well, show us what you did with it.
Okay. Savvy is the UK's consumer champion. We're not here to make a profit. We're here to be a powerful force for good. We're here to protect people, challenge unfairness, and make everyday life simpler and safer. We are totally independent, and we don't accept freebies from anyone. We have no owners, shareholders, or government departments to answer to, so we work entirely for you, the consumer. And nobody else. We stand up for what's right and we make change happen.
Yeah, you really lent into and nobody else. It's like you forced that point home. No, no.
Mm.
And that is a really simple point. I'm not sure I picked up younger audience necessarily from that.
Well, as I say, I thought you might say that, but it was, there was, I don't know, that's what they wanted. They wanted, I would have probably, rightly or wrongly, done it a little bit straighter if I'd have thought it was their heartland audience.
Yes. That's fair. That's fair.
So they wanted something that had a lot of light and shade in it.
Yeah.
So I think it was at the end of the last sentence, of the first paragraph, which was challenge unfairness and make everyday life simpler and safer. That right there, I heard some emphasis around that area, probably around the unfairness part. That would stick out to younger audiences. Mm-hmm. So it was in that section that would likely get a younger audience's attention. But then from the rest of it is when it still stayed on track. Still stayed on the same course before it.
Yeah,
fair enough. As I said, you know, it's literally what you think you're doing in your head as well isn't necessarily what comes out. So maybe what I did was do it so flat in the first place. But they said, actually, love, could you warm it up a bit?
Right, maybe. Well, as Sam's already said, the name has been changed and we do use real scripts, but we do change some names and some details to avoid copyright issues or being mean to a specific company. Remember, you can find both of the scripts that we're using today in the show notes of the episode.
Play How Do You Say That?
So, Richie, this is your script. Can you tell us a bit about it?
This is basically for a property of some kind. And they were looking to essentially get people's attention, like, hey, you know what? Book with us so we can help you get your property going. The reason why you want to book with us is because we're a driving force in commercial real estate and we have you covered type of deal.
Sure. Yeah, this like a commercial, like a straight commercial for radio or TV?
It's commercial for radio.
Okay. Real estate is so big, both here and in the States, of course, that they do advertise a lot. You see a lot of real estate people advertising.
Definitely. Yeah.
Generally on the radio. I don't see much on the TV. I don't know if you have a big, is there a big TV? Does television play a part in the real estate business in your country, in the U.S.?
It played a part so much that I still remember the ads that they would run like throughout the day on commercial TV. And then even when we go into streaming a bit, there's a bit more, not as much as there used to be, but a bit more like, hey, we have real estate.
Yeah, interesting.
You mention it. We do have quite a few adverts.
Yeah, we
just think about it on TV, but they're only at certain times of the day.
Yes.
So
it's,
yes,
so it's maybe the daytime ads, isn't it? When the older people
are
watching.
I don't see that many of them, but actually they are there thinking about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they've actually over the years got quite whimsical.
For local stuff, yes, but of course we also have the big national campaigns for Zoopla and Rightmove and places that, which are two big websites that we have here in the UK, Richie.
Yep.
So this is, obviously we've changed the name 123 Property, but it's a good name to have in the script. Sam, do you want to have a go at this one first?
Yes. Is it Manitoba?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. In the heart of every great city, there's a story to be told. At 123 Property, we know that story inside and out. Since 1975, 123 Property has been a driving force in the commercial real estate industry. Today, we proudly stand as one of the largest privately owned real estate firms in Manitoba. At 123 Property, our success is built on our commitment to integrity, professionalism, and excellent service. We believe in succeeding by helping others succeed.
Nice, pretty good. I especially like the part where there was an excellent service, because that's, let's be honest, if you're going to spend about a good couple thousand on a house, we want to know, they would probably want to know, do we get excellent service for giving you about a couple thousand?
Yeah. Totally. You would hope so, wouldn't you? It's like,
yes.
I thought it was very friendly, Sam. It was slightly lighter than I expected you to do, but it was quick. I thought that for you, it was especially quick in a couple of places.
I was concentrating on swiftness, and then I put myself off entirely by going into that last, well, penultimate line wrong. And I knew I'd done it wrong the minute I landed. Instead of building a list, I stopped in the middle of the list. I said something like, our success is built on our commitment to integrity.
full stop. I then had to sort of think, shall I just knock it up here and go, oops, sorry, let's start again?
Yeah.
Or do I just, and I just kind of carried on. But that slightly put me off from the end of it, if
okay.
you see what I mean.
Okay.
The reason I went quicker was because I started slow, again, deliberately, because mm-hmm. it's in the heart of every city, you know, it felt like a kind of quite an emotive
line. And you've got to bring the story line out.
Exactly. Yep. And then I thought, yep. as I did it, I thought, well, we can't continue like this, Samantha. We need to pick up the pace. So I then picked up the pace, thinking it's probably a 20-seconder. Doubt if it's a 20-seconder, but, you know, it's...
I would hope it's a 30, but it's...
I'll be told off if it's... So anyway, that was why
I wondered if that was the case, because you began slow and you just kind of sped up.
And that was a deliberate thing, to start slow and then speed up a bit. But as I say, I put myself off at the end there.
As we do sometimes, Richie, we keep telling people we are a first take show. So this would be the first take. A producer would go, oh, can I have another one? And you would do it again much better. But that's it. You get our warm-up reads at home.
Yes.
Yeah. Boo.
But actually, it's a really good way of working out how you then look at a script and what you would change and what you wouldn't change. And that's kind of what we're here looking at.
Yeah, because we just about get the chance to scan it.
Yes.
Which is exactly how it is often in a real session.
Yes,
real,
when they send it to
session.
You 5 minutes beforehand, yes.
And to be honest, even if they don't, very few of us have got the time to sit and work. And also, not only do we not have the time to sit and work through a script, we're a bit reluctant to do it because it might fix it in our minds as that way and that way only.
And then the producer says, I need it something completely different. Yep. Yep.
I'm very reluctant to over rehearse a script.
Yeah.
For that reason, actually, I'd rather get it completely wrong, than sort of do it pat and not be able to get out of that.
Sam's read sounded great, and it also sounded like what they would definitely look for in a commercial real estate ad here in the States. Things to add to it, a little bit of creativity of like, okay, can we connect with the audience a bit more that we're pitching to? Probably a family.
I think that's fair. Yeah, absolutely.
Things like in the heart of everyday city, heart being more of an emotional word, and definitely the excellent service and stuff. Words like that.
Sure. And proudly. Yeah. Okay. I will see what I can do. In the heart of every great city, there's a story to be told. At 123 Property, we know that story inside and out. Since 1975, 123 Property has been a driving force in the commercial real estate industry. Today, we proudly stand as one of the largest privately owned real estate firms in Manitoba. At 123 Property, our success is built on our commitment to integrity, professionalism, and excellent service. We believe in succeeding by helping others succeed. You noticed I ran out of breath at the end of that list because of what's going on with my throat and stuff today. But that would have been a much bigger breath.
Do you try and do everything commercially on one breath?
A line like that, I would, yeah.
Oh, just on the line.
Just on the line, yeah. Not the whole thing.
You don't expect to do the whole thing. So I was thinking, oh my God, what did he do?
Just
take
that line.
A fucking great breath. Okay.
Just that line.
This is good. Even with the breath, then just going back to reset, it definitely added that, like, oh, wow, we're a new family. I'm super excited to buy this house after hearing this commercial.
I'm pleased about that.
it definitely gave the related connection to who it is that it's being pitched to.
I mean, you're definitely more experienced at doing, you know, radio ads than I am, for sure.
Yeah.
It's really interesting how much harder you have to work with a radio ad.
Well, I thought that what Richie said was interesting, you know, go for heart, story, proudly, excellent service, because actually they're the key words that you would underline in red.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
If it wasn't on a screen.
Yes.
You know. I'm interested to hear how you would do it for this market, though, Richie, because I imagine also this would be a very different read if this was a national commercial than a local commercial in America.
One of the things that I'm noticing now that's a big trend that goes on top of the naturalistic read is there's so much media getting thrown back and forth just in the U.S. So they are looking for constant ways to set aside themselves. And one of those ways is to get the people essentially connected to it, almost like, wow, I'm getting this recommendation from somebody I trust and I never even met them in my entire life.
Interesting. Let's see how you did it then.
Okay, cool. In the heart of every great city, there's a story to be told. At 123 Property, we know that story inside and out. Since 1975, 123 Property has been a driving force in the commercial real estate industry. Today, we proudly stand as one of the largest privately owned real estate firms in Manitoba. At 123 Property, our success is built on our commitment to integrity, professionalism, and excellent service. We believe in succeeding by helping others succeed.
Again, a really lovely light touch on that. Mm-hmm. I did notice a couple of things about your breathing there, interestingly, and it added to the read rather than took away. You mm-hmm. took a tiny little breath, like what I call a micro breath, after estate firms before you said in Manitoba, and also our success is built on our commitment. And then before you did the list of the three things, another micro breath there.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was quite interesting because I wouldn't necessarily have thought of doing that, but it worked.
Mm. When I got to the list, I was like, I need enough breath to get through this list because it's important to list down. And so it's almost the main point.
By taking a breath there and a micro breath there, it didn't take away from that script, I didn't think.
That's good to hear because like breathing is one of the things I've been working on.
Yeah, because sometimes it can, obviously, can't it?
So. Yeah, no, I thought it was lovely. The interesting thing about this script is that it's not a very British script.
True.
I'm not convinced that we would write those things down in the way that it's written.
No, it would be very different.
For the American market.
Yeah.
You're a lot more prepared, I think, in America to absolutely spell out things like integrity, professionalism, excellent service, that kind of thing. And I'm not convinced that we do it in the same way in this country.
You mean we stand back?
Do we say those words? It's an interesting read for us, something like this.
Yeah.
Because it's full of sentences and proud terms that we tend to undercut in this country.
Mm-hmm. And actually, Richie, if we get a script like that for a British audience, it can sound really cheesy at our end if we do it that way. But it's not the way the Americans do it, interestingly.
Mm-hmm. No, I've really been aware of the amount of, you know, sort of all the different American people that come onto this podcast, how they make something that in my voice sounds cheese, like a cheese fest, and in their voice just sounds really cool.
If you try and do the same thing for a different market, it's just not going to land.
Yeah, even if you've got the accent, Pat. But actually, the difficulty is that it's really, really tricky to find commercial ads, unless they're massively big and they've gone out in the Super Bowl or something. It's very difficult to find US ads on British servers.
You know there's this thing called internet radio, Sam. So you can actually listen to American radio stations.
Good. So where? What radio stations are they? Can you actually do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can tune into all of them. TuneIn is one of the excellent ways of finding American radio stations and actually listening to what's going on in commercial radio over there as well.
Good. So my stupidity has enabled you to give us a bit of golden information that I bet I'm not the only person that doesn't know that.
I bet you're not the only person that doesn't know that. Exactly. Right. Okay. Let's head towards the wild card bit of the show, because I'd like to approach these scripts in a very different way, if we can.
Absolutely. Richie, give Mark or I one of the scripts and a different way of doing it.
Hmm.
So I'd say the first script, the UK Consumer Champion, but instead of the different way to do it would be almost like everyone's just super happy during the day, like they just won whatever the big sports event would be.
Oh, like someone who's really, really super happy in everything that they're thinking and saying.
Pretty much, like nothing could go wrong.
Okay.
So they're in celebration mode.
Yes.
Okay.
And which one of us would you like to do it?
Could you do it, Mark?
Yeah. I knew you were going to land on me. I thought it felt like you were tossing a coin there. All right. Super happy. All right. So big smile. This will be interesting to watch on video, of course, because I will try and make sure that the super big grin is there on my face all the time. All right, here we go. I can already feel my lightness of touch here, my happiness coming through, which is good because I'm going to say Savvy is the UK's consumer champion. We're not here to make a profit. We're here to be a powerful force for good. We're here to protect people, challenge unfairness, and make everyday life simpler and safer. We are totally independent. We don't accept freebies from anyone. We have no owners, shareholders, or government departments to answer to. So we work entirely for you, the consumer, and nobody else. We stand up for what's right, and we can make change happen.
Oh, is that not how I did it in the first place? That was like super excited. Were you kind of, what were you doing physically during that?
My arms were up. They were up and they were gesticulating quite a lot, and I was making sure that the smile was on my face. I feel quite good after that.
Do you? Yeah.
It's kind of lifted cathartic. My serotonin level.
That's so exciting. I kind of felt in the background there was this kind of yes. Kind of yes. feel to that
acceptance.
Whole thing.
Yes. Big. Proud.
We love it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, these definitely, like, something went well for everyone there.
Yes. Yes,
absolutely.
It did. Oh, right. Okay. Sam, do you want to give one to Richie to do?
I do. So, Richie, I'd like you to do your one. So, your 123 property, but I want you to be a really judgy barista.
Got it.
Wow.
Okay.
And we've all come across them in our lives, haven't we?
Yes.
And if I give you, you know, so you are serving a customer that you're pretty judgy about.
Got it. All right. In the heart of every great city, there's a story to be told. At 123 Property, we know that story inside and out. Since 1975, 123 Property has been a driving force in the commercial real estate industry. Today, we proudly stand as one of the largest privately owned real estate firms in Manitoba. At 123 Property, our success is built on our commitment to integrity, professionalism, and excellent service. We believe in succeeding by helping others succeed.
So there.
Yeah, basically, I really loved the way you began because you went into it with a... <It's> like, this is what I think of you. And it kind of took it from there. I don't know if that was deliberate necessarily, Richie, but it was a very clever way into it, I thought.
Yeah.
Yes, that was on purpose because I remember like the moment Sam said... judgy barista. I was like, I used to work in customer service. I've had moments like this where I wanted to say this without, but I could get
You've
fired.
Being that judgy barista.
I was like, huh. This is actually, that was fun.
Contempt.
That was really fun.
All right, Sam, here's one for you.
Okay.
I would like you to be the tallest woman in the world.
Yes.
Everybody is below you.
Right.
Not necessarily far below you, but like a foot below you. But you're always looking down. So you don't want to shout at them. You're always afraid that actually what you're doing is a little bit too big. So you might be taking it just a little back a little bit. But you're a giant of a woman. Okay.
A giant of a woman. Okay.
Giant of a woman.
Would my physicality make me? Okay.
I'd like you to do 123 property.
Yes.
But I think you are talking to the people that are milling around you. So maybe you work for 123 Property.
Okay. Okay, I'm expansive. Yeah. An expansive woman.
Yes.
Okay. In the heart of every great city, there's a story to be told. At 123 Property, we know that story inside and out. Since 1975, 123 Property has been a driving force in the commercial real estate industry. Climb up here. Yes, and today, little man, we proudly stand as one of the largest privately owned real estate firms in Manitoba. Okay, back on the sidewalk. At 123 Property, our success is built on our commitment to integrity, professionalism, and excellent service. And we believe, people, in succeeding by helping all you little minions succeed.
You were almost a female Gulliver. In Lilliput. And I quite like that because you went much bigger. And I saw you as much bigger than the people around you. But no, I thought that worked quite nicely. I got the impression that that's what you were doing.
Do you know, I challenged the idea that 123 Property had employed this giant of a woman to promote their services by striding through the city and talking directly to their clientele.
It wasn't like mine, where it's like, I'm judging you because I'm above all of you. It was like you're sharing the good news of 123 property stuff because you can, and you can literally reach to everyone else.
Absolutely. It wasn't judgy in any way. It was a very benevolent giant.
Benevolent giant.
Giving it to the people. I like it.
I like the fact that you two took that very seriously with your feedback. Thank you. Thank you for indulging me.
A pleasure. Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to play along in the privacy of your own booth, giant or not, as we've said before, we've put the scripts in the show notes. You can have a try yourself.
Yes. So, Richie, you are all about mindset and process, which is how I like to think of it. So talk us through what you do from the point when you get the script. What is your process?
So my process is I like to, when I send out whatever it is I'm recording to my agent, to the client or what have you, I like to have it to a point where they get the recording where I'm not even thinking about it. So my process starts with, I'll take a look at it, scan over it a bit, see like, okay, what's going on here, and really get to know the thing so I know what it is I even talking about beforehand. Because I've been to the point where I've tried to wing it and it just never works for me. So I go from there, I gather all my information, and then after that, I just toss it away. So I no longer, after I am comfortable and understand what it is I'm reading, like, oh, in the heart of everyday city, there's a story to be told. Once I'm comfortable with that, I stop thinking about it too much. And then I just go for it. Okay. Cause then I'm putting myself in that character or whatever circumstance is going on there. And I'm able to actually communicate authentically. And a lot of that comes from really my theater background and also my coaching.
Actually, when I talk to people, when we're looking at commercials or corporates or even documentaries or audiobooks that are nonfiction, people don't seem to do that much reading around it,
background,
if you like. And I think that's actually quite a useful thing to do. It can really change your perception of a brand or an idea. I don't mean go off for half an hour, but, you know, just a quick Google, really.
I completely agree. Like, I come from the theater, and the first thing we're taught, like, from my mentor, is she's like, do your research. Nobody wants to do research for some reason, but do it because it's going to help you in the long run.
Yeah.
And then that research really contributes, especially when I'm doing character work, if I have to research, that research really adds to the creativity because then I go from a small bit of information to, oh, I have more pieces to play with and build with.
Yes, it's those building blocks that you want as rich amount of building blocks. That's not the right term at all, but you know exactly what I mean.
Yes,
you need
definitely.
That sort of richness in blockage.
That was quite good, actually. I understood
I
exactly what you meant. Yeah.
Yep.
Because that makes your, well, hopefully, you know, that by doing that, it makes your understanding of whatever you're reading that bit more authentic, that bit richer. And you're right, that kind of idea just kind of, you've absorbed all that and then you kind of throw it away. That's the difficult bit, of course, throwing that away and then coming at it kind of fresh.
So the lesson from today's episode is do the research, people. Do the research.
Yeah.
Richie, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I really have. I enjoy, I always love going through script analysis and then just going from there and then really hearing from other people who are serious about this like you two and then being able to learn more from that process.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Richie Tavaki's details can be found in the show notes.
And of course, the scripts are there too. And if you want to see what we all look like in our booths, just check out How Do You Say That on Instagram and TikTok. Yes.
I'm wearing a very fetching fluffy jumper at the moment.
Ooh, nice.
We have got lots of little videos, yes. That's it for this week. Thanks again to Richie Tavaki. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest and hopefully a slightly better voice from me when we'll all be asking,
How do you say that?
How do you say that?